You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We'll start with Parshas Drachim. It's a well-known Parshas Drachim in our Parsha. B'medrash. Ger v'soy shava noichi imochim. Our Parsha, Avraham Avinu tells B'nei Ches, Ger v'toy shava ni imachem, im tirtzu, Rashi already quotes, Hareini ger, v'im lav hareini toy shav. It's your choice. I can act like a ger, or like a toy shav, meaning I can be a stranger or resident. V'tlena min adin, if you want to give me, okay. Otherwise, I'm going to be a resident. I'm taking Ma'aras HaMachpelah min adin. Shekach ha'omele HaKudosh Baruch Hu, Rezarcha etein at haaretz, HaKudosh Baruch Hu said, the land belongs to you. So if the land belongs to Avraham Avinu, so Avinu is allowed to take it. So be'anchel elyo in eretz avat chalav udvash, tzvi lechol arotzis, muchzekis b'yadeinu mimekedem. Is mashma, the Eretz Yisrael, is muchzekis b'yameinu mimekedem. The Eretz Yisrael belongs to us from way before. Shibishor shomashem l'Avraham zorocha, dosatis haretz azoi, zochamer Avraham. Is mashma, Avraham Avinu had the ability to take Eretz Yisrael into his own hands. And that's what the Gemara says in Amoicher Peres. The Gemara in Amoicher Peres says, Tanya holach bo leorka ulerochba kona mokum hiluchoi. That if somebody tells you, walk on the land, you're koine. It's kinyan chazoke. Kona mokum hiluchoi belezer. So Avraham Avinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, walk in Eretz Yisrael. Right? So by walking in Eretz Yisrael, Avraham Avinu was koin Eretz Yisrael. So you see, Eretz Yisrael is nikness by Avraham. V'zeh mevuar nami b'momo p'dekot b'kvay v'rashi agor azu b'firsh ha-toira. So this is a well-known medrash. Rashi quotes it. V'hek shaharom, and Rom, Rabbi Leo Mizrahi asks, why? The Rashi calls the Parshas Lech Lecho. Rashi Parshas Lech Lecho says, "Vayiriv ben Roi Mikne Avraham ben Roi Mikne Loit." When there was a fight between the shepherds of Loi and Loit, that Avraham Shayroyev Shaloit Rishoyu Mari Besodas Achirim, because the Loit had the shepherds and they went into somebody else's fields. Veroy Avraham Bochicham is a Megezel. Avraham Avinu's shepherds would go ahead and warn them. So they would say, listen, Lot has a right to the land, so he doesn't have to ask permission because it belongs to Avraham. Avraham has no other yorshim, so he's getting it. So the pasuk says, Rashi says that the Knaini was in Eretz Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael, Avraham Avinu was not zoche yet to Eretz Yisrael. So here Rashi by Rabbi Kneloit says that Avraham did not get the land until his children conquered it many years later. And by us, Ger v'toshav anochi v'ochim, Pashas Chayisvon, is Mashat Avraham Avinu technically on the land. Mashma shekozvan shaknani ba'aretz, eino zoichim alitol minadin, is Mashat, is not zoichim minadin. So the question is, when does Eretz Yisrael belong to us? That's the famous question of the Pashas Drachim. And the Parshas Drachim says, "Nimtzenu lemidi midibidei atoisus." He learns that from atoisus. The guf haaretz nitna leAvraham yisasho v'zochav v'yisrof kodesh yoklus shirosamimin. The guf of Eretz Yisrael was given to Avraham Avinu even before conquering by Yeshua. Mishum di Yerusha ilem avoseim. That's the Yerusha we got from when? From Avraham. Achafal piken yeshlo itgulim mashezora. But im tachinami, technically, the land belongs to Avraham. But the usufruct, the usage of the land, belonged to the Knaanim until the time of Yeshua when he came to Israel. The Goy has the right to plant. Who gave the land, the ability to the Goy to still use, to have the usage of the land until Yeshua. Ubaze also called the Verash Kipshut of them, that works very well. The Pashas, Lech Lecha Shiro Shaloit Mari Memta Bisoda Sachiri, Memsuim Loim Ardin Levit Kivimash Zora, by Loit, that they wanted to take what was planted, Mishash not now as Lavrom from the time of Avraham Avinu, Mishubachikin, Oizamakos, Varaknani, Baprizi Boras, as the Possum says. No. The Knaanim were in the land, belongs to them. Kilomet Kozman Shalom Nekru Shiva Samim, until the Shiva Samim were not conquered, Yesh Leovit Kuchov in Mashazora. The Goy owns what he plants. That's why to go ahead and to allow the animals to eat, it's Gezel. אך גבי אברום שרוצה לזכות בקרקע על ידי אחוז הקבר, but אברום אבינו didn't want to plant, he wanted to use it, he wanted to use a קבר, it was a cave. לכאורה, הקבר זה אסור בהנו, איסור הנו והקבר זה עונד רבונן. So technically, they could have planted on top of it. Even Ken, here, Shabikom, Areni Toishim, Etlenadin, that's why the land itself already belonged to Avram. Mishum de Shemishash, not Nalo, Zachava. From the king of Avram Avinu was Koiner so already before they came into the land. Verayal is the Moisasho Zochab Avram, Vikarakarka, and the riot for that is Medamrina Perkamoy Herpero is Allah. What we just saw in Davkuf, Tanya Holach Bole Orko Le Rochba Kona Mokimiluchoi. We know there is a Kinyan Chazoka by walking. Maitame Dixiv Kum Italech Baret, a Kuzboko told Avraham Avinu, Italech Baret, Le Orko Le Rochbo, Kilchaitnen, Arkan, Hare Disvira Le Yusiv Efirja Belezer holds. The Komele Rachmon Le Avraham Kum Italech Baret, when he says walk in the land, Mitam Chazoka Nogbo, this is Chazoka, Kidixiv Nalil. We came Avraham the Kona Bechazoka, Korch Mesashozoka, Avraham Avinu was queen of the land. So Eretz Yisrael was split into two portions. The land itself, Avraham Avinu got it and it's his. But the usage of the land, the payers of the land, HaKadosh Baruch Hu left it in the hands of the Knaanim until Klal Yisrael comes later by the time of Yeshua. And the big question is why? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to split the ownership of Eretz Yisrael between the ownership of Avram and the ownership of Yeshua? On that, there is also a Kaftar Vaferach. Kaftar Vaferach is Esher Afarchi, is the first sefer, the first book of the Rishonim on the geography of Eretz Yisrael, right? And is the sefer on Halacha, the Rishonim quoted the Ramban, Esher Afarchi. Esher Afarchi says the following. This is a unbelievable fundamental Kaftar Vaferach. Meaning the sefer is known because of this Halacha. Says the Kaftar Vaferach, Harei shekedushat haaretz umalosei mishos nisinos elovis. Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael and the mile of Eretz Yisrael starts from Avram, doesn't start from Yeshua. Loi mishas hakibush lechud, not from when the land was conquered, but way before when the land was given to Avram. Bechem kosuf me'eretz ha'ivrim. You see, it's called Eretz ha'ivrim. By Yosef, it comes from the Eretz of the Ivrim. Always he said the land of the Avoseichem. V'shem Ivrim in the Shem Ever Anoshu Prat El Al Shem Ever Ben Shem. Eretz Ivrim doesn't mean the land across the river. Ivrim means the sons of Ever. So you see the land belonged to Shem. Okay, Maimer Bavon Ben Ezra. Because of the Zichru Parsha Samyor Shekon Avraham Avinu. Our Parsha. The Avraham Avinu was so much interested in so going to buy a cave, to buy a what's called the barrier for Sora, Loidia Malater itself to tell the Milo Eretz Yisrael. Al Ken call Harot, Al call Harot El Chaver Meisim. Eretz Yisrael has a Milo through the Chaim of the Meisim, starting from Avram. That's why Avram Avinu wanted so much that his wife should be buried there. The pasuk goes and tells you the whole story of the acquisition of Me'arat HaMachpelah to tell you how choshuv Eretz Yisrael is. Umi sheyesh lo chelik ba choshuv ki chelik lo elam abba. And the chelik of Eretz Yisrael is a chelik lo elam abba. And that chashivus, that importance, that significance starts from Avram. V'chein ale eschim na'aretz azo yisrael arshin nishbati Le'avrom, le'itzchak, le'yakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm taking you to the land of Avrom, Yitzchak, ve'yakov. V'chen b'may b'men ha'psori, b'yom kor ha'shem b'savrom, l'islenu l'zaracha natati ta'aretz azois, minar mitzrayim lahar prat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avrom that I gave the land is yours. U'meisasho zocha b'avrom l'chol zari. Avrom Avinu was koine Eretz Yisrael for all his children. Sh'ari b'oysu mama danoir omor ha'shem izborach, yadu ha'tele ki ger ezaracha, in the fourth generation come back. But says the Esher Afarchi, but the chiv of truma is to miseries. Truma and all these mitzvahs at Louis Boris, umishas kibush milvad, only when the land was conquered. In other words, Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael starts from Avram. Kedusha, the holiness of the fruits, only from Yeshua. ולזה יריב בנוי לוט ואברום. That's the מחלוקת, זה עוברי לוט ולאברום. שיומרי ניתנה הארץ לאברום. So that's why רואי לוי, the shepherds of Lot said, no, the same way the land belongs to Avrom, the fruit belongs to Avrom also. ואין לו יורש של הלוט, ואין זה גזל. והכוסף אומר, והכנעני אז בארץ, לא זוכה באברום עדיין, ואברום עבידו דין גרת. כמו שכוסף ראשי זל. אבל למיצה שאינם תלויה בארץ גופה, כתנו וססודה, but the mitzvahs which are not related to the fruit of the land, יש לה קדושה מאז. The קדושה starts from where? From Avraham Avinu. ולזה אומר שלא נאמר לו, ישחי בגודל, כי אם בארץ סוס, so that's why to be a goy godel. It was only שייך from Avraham Avinu to be a great nation in ארץ סול. That's why בישחי לגוי גודל, is after Kedusha Zoretz. וכן ביום הוא ניקה פרס נהר גודל. That's why the פרס, the river, Prat is called the Great River. It's only called Godol, not because it's a great river. The Amazon River is bigger. Great River means because the river of Eretz Yisrael, the Enkan Tam Kosov Leosid, not Leosid, by then was Kedusha. So he says, Kedushat Aretz from Avraham Avinu, Kedushat Peirot, the fruits from Yehoshua. Now this makes a humongous nafkimina. Let me just show you what Eshra Farchi says at the end of the Sefer. Kavanat Kol Bzeh Perek says, my intention in this perek is to say, Imu ki tiba miyay v'chaloyse bahem k'inyan v'kiper ad mosa yam v'chodomem shakol ein hayom ivdel. It says, all these milos of Eretz Yisrael, there's no difference today. V'lo hefresh. V'lo chilu klal ma shekoshu li mitzayim in ma shekoshu li bovel. So kedusha rishoyna, kitcha l'shayto, lo kitcha silovoi, and the lands of kibush rishon, whatever the Gemara discusses about kedusha remaining or gone, that's only legabe de Paris. Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, like the Ramban says, adayim b'chibosei yomedes. It doesn't matter if kedusha rishoyna, kitcha l'shayto, kitcha l'silovoi. It doesn't matter if this belongs to kedusha rishoyna, if this was conquered in the second commonwealth or not. Conquering of Kedusha Zoretz, that's mitzvah ish of Eretz Yisrael, has nothing to do with Kedusha Rishoyna and Kedusha Shniya. Kedusha Rishoyna and Kedusha Shniya are only functions of the fruits. The land has Kedusha from Avraham Avinu, and that has nothing to do. Shem shum dovar bazeh shelo yeh bazeh bina Kedusha mal. Every inch of Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha Eretz Yisrael for mitzvah ish of Eretz Yisrael, independent if it was conquered again by Kibushaini. Levada chiva truma is maizus. Truma is maizus is different. That do mean sheilu deraisa velo derabonan. You're right. Then by truma is maizus, a place that was conquered by kedusha shnia has a chiv deraisa. A place that was not conquered is kedusha derabonan. Washi skiro al aku sheikeres israel gitu. We talk about aku being like eretz israel. Avalola vod mishaku eretz israel. The voice are dying. That's a separate issue. Says the kaptor vaferach. You should know something. Kedushas Eretz Yisrael starts from Avraham. Has nothing to do with Kibush Rishon, Kibushaini. And therefore, all the Gemoras that talk about Kedusha Rishon, Akitcha, Leshaita, and the Rambam, it's only a question of Trumos Tzvaisris. Not Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and not Mitzvahs Yishuv Haaretz. This Eshra Farchi, this Kaftar Aferach, is quoted by the Magid Mishneh as a Psak of the Rambam. The Rambam says like this, and the Rambam is in Sanhedrin, Perek Dalad Alochavov. Ein Soim Cheskeni Mechutzal Oretz. Smicha, to go ahead and to give Smicha, the real Smicha, right? The real Smicha was to pass on the tradition, on the rabbinical tradition, all in Eretz Yisrael. V'chol Eretz Yishkiku Ba'oili Mitzrayim Ru'ili Smicha. And the Eretz Yisrael is the land that even when the Mitzrayim, the people came back, took it. Even though that Kedusha is gone. So we know, we pass Kedusha Rishoyna Kitcha L'Shaita V'loi Kitcha L'Osed L'Avoi. And still, that in every inch of Eretz Yisrael, it could be Soimich people. Why? Ah, L'Chore, the Kedusha is not there anymore. Says the Radvaz, not the Radvaz. L'Chol Eretz, Afal Fishro Echziku Ba'ol Le'Bovel, Afal Gav the Eina Keretz Yisrael Le'Gabi Trum Yisumayin. So even though the Rambam Paskins, the Eretz Yisrael that was not conquered in the second commonwealth by Ezra, there's no Kedusha of Trum Yisumayin. ולקצת פורים, לעניין מין הם סמויכה כל כארץ ישראל, ולגבי מינו יסמוכים יש כארץ ישראל, וכן היא נדר בארץ ישראל. And also to live in Israel, מיצס איש וארץ. מיצס איש וארץ, it's not contingent on true Muslim Israel. It's not. Ulina na nikbarbo, or to be buried in that soul, the mile of being buried, like in our parsha, has nothing to do with kedushas haaretz. Uleshar kedushas haaretz ol dinam shove, kedusha haaretz ol, there is no difference between kibush harishon and kibush hasheni. Ukvar herich baze bala kaftor vaferach, and that's the kaftor vaferach. So this is the idea of the Trumat Parshas Zrochim. The legabe Avraham Avinu kedushas haaretz Eretz Yisrael was given. Legabe Trumah Sumaiso, it's gabe the fruit, the usage belong to the goyim until kedusha, and that kedusha is stolen if conquering. When we conquer, the kedusha, the peiros have kedusha. When we lose Eretz Yisrael loses the kedusha saperis. Kedusha shniya, kedusha rishoina, all of that is legabe the fruits and legabe what comes out of the land. Kedusha saoretz is from Avraham Avinu, and that's why Avraham Avinu said, if you don't give me Arsa Machpela, I'll take it because it belongs to me. So this is the Aruch HaMaisa. Aruch HaMaisa is today, when people go to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, was always a question, where should you live in Eretz Yisrael? I mean, does it make sense to go to this place or that place? Because there is no Kedusha Rishoyna, Kedusha Shnia, says the Kaftar Vaferach, it doesn't matter. It only matters the land that was given to Avraham. The land that was given to Avraham, Avraham Avinu's Koide Bechazoka, Lech Leorko Learoch, Bakilecha Etnena, and that Kedusha Saaretz, now, has nothing to do, Barry, with only the mitzvahs Behar Sinai. Because Trumas Umayisro is mitzvahs issue of Eretz Yisrael is also Behar Sinai, right? We know the Pasuk says, Vireshtem Oysa Vishavtem Ba is a mitzvahs issue of Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvahs issue of Eretz Yisrael, even though the mitzvah was only given by Har Sinai, that mitzvah applies to the entire land, including the land that was given to Avraham Avinu, independent of Kibush. Because Kedusha Eretz Yisrael is stolen Avraham. And the question is why? Why did the Kedush Baruch Hu split the Kedusha in such a way? Why is it in such a way that Kedusha Saperis is only later and it's stolen Kibush? It's not only later, it's not only a question in chronology. I told you, when we lose the land, there's no Kedusha Saperis. Today, maybe Peris only the Rabbanan Trumas. But Kedusha Saaretz is the Raisa that was Avraham Avinu. What's the significance of that and what does that mean? That's question number one. Now let's go back.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
I want to show you a well-known Chassam Sefer. This Chassam Sefer is very Nugeis. This, I think, always I call this the Chassam Sefer of all the Chevra Kaddishas. Because this is the Chevra Kaddish Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer goes like this. The Inish Shnei Yamin Batin Batoira Kinyan Mokum Kever. We know, the also the transactions to buy a kever. Because, you know, anybody who went to buy a burial place in Israel realize that this is a very complicated transaction to buy. What areas you want to buy? Who are your neighbors? What does that mean? So says the Chassam Sofer, the Inish Shnei Yamin Batin Batoira Kinyan Mokum Kever. There are two places in the Torah that we see that people want to buy kvorim. Echad haya Avraham, from our parsha, Avraham buys from Ephraim Maras HaMachpela, v'asheni Yaakov, Avinu Aval Sholom, Meisav. You see, Yaakov Avinu bought from Meisav, remember? Kivri Asher Korisili, so the land, the kever, it tells Yosef that I bought, so he bought from Meisav. V'eshimoy chazalet Ephraim al Einoy Harosh, shema yalai mikho bedomim harbe. And you look something very funny. When the Torah talks about the price of the kever, meaning how much money it costs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu criticizes, the Chazal always criticizes Ephron, that Ephron tried to take advantage. He was a bad Chevra Kaddisha, he tried to rip Avraham Avinu off. But Esav, when he sold his chelek, even though it was much less, right? You'll see in a second. The pasuk says that he gave him a pile of money to Esav, to buy his chelek in Me'arat HaMachpelah. Vezov, he gave a pile of gesef and zov al chelik shmini mimeras machpelah. Avraham Avinu bought 8 places, right? There are 8 people buried there, and he charged 400 shkolim, right? 400 aramur shekel kesef. And Chazal always say that he got ripped off. So there is a lot of criticism on Ephraim. Esav, that's selling 1/8, right? He's only selling 1/8 of the meras machpelah for Yaakov Avinu. On that, Chazal say nothing, even though he gave a pile of money. שייך לשניגמרו שם שלוש הזוג, זה עוד המחב אברון בסור, יצחק ורירקה, שוב נשא רביעי חלק המערה. זה only, the only quarter of the מערה was left for Jacob and Leah. לשני יחים, יעקב ואיסף. So there was, if you look at מחב הפלא, they had 8 slots. 6 slots were taken. So in the time of Yaakov Avinu and Esav, Yaakov had one slot, Esav had another slot. So Yaakov Avinu only had to bat Esav 1/8 of the Meorah to bury Leah. Vehemi Krishal Kesev Ezov, Beat Shminis Chelko Shalev, they gave a pile of money for an eighth. Vimikol Shekeli Yov Yaakov Adayin B'choyra Little Pishnayim. And not only that, Yaakov Avinu already bought the B'choyra, so he's not in an eighth. Because basically he gets a double portion. So Yelesav Rachel could be, so Esav only had a 12th of the Meorah Machpelah to sell. A 12th for a pile of money, that's okay. But Avraham Avinu to buy 8 Chalokim for Arba Meorah Shekel Kesef, on that, everybody criticized Avraham. It's not fair. So he says, ומכל מקום, הוא צריך יעקב ליתן בעדו סך עצום ורע, ולא מצינו שקרו של עשב עבור זה, אני קרו שקרו לאפרין, רע עין וחוסר עניינו. So he says, very funny, because you know, Chazal always try to pile up bad things on bad people. So on Ephraim, criticism, the Pasuk says, right, Chazal call him Ra'ayin, Choser Lev, meaning the guy is stingy, the guy takes advantage, all criticism on Ephraim. On Esav, the Chazal love to criticize, the fact that he sold the Meorah Samachpelah 1/12 of the Meorah for a pile of money, meaning it's, see, today anybody who bought real estate knows, one second, that so many years later, the land appreciated. Like, the inflation of the land. So some safer, probably in Pressburg, they didn't have this idea that you could buy a building and flip it later for a lot more money. So he says, it's not fair. You criticize Ephraim and you don't criticize Esau. Elahu Hadover Shedibarno says, this, I'll tell you the word. Why? Bishoshi Bikesh Avrom Mokum Sham Kever. When Avrom Avinu looks from Meorah Samachpelah, Lo Nodalef Rosh Gursham Oda Mechava. This was he thought it was an empty burial place. He didn't know that this is Choshu because Avrom and Chava are buried there. Ve'Avrom Lo Gilalo Sheyesh Lo Kpeida Bezeh Mokum Davka. Avrom Avinu never said, I want Davka this Kever because there are two Choshu people buried here. He just said, I want a Kever. He just said, give me a burial place. For a stama burial place, meaning if you look for a generic burial place, that is expensive. In other words, a rip-off is to buy a kever, a generic kever, for 400 shekel kesef. Achacha shekvar nigmaru sham hazukim hakdoshim. But after Meorah Samachpelah, I had already 3 very choshuve couples buried there. I found Avrom and Odom and Chava, but they found out Avrom and Sorrow buried there. Yitzchok and Rivka. So now you had very choshuve people. Rotza lishka v'mavoisav. So then Yaakov wanted to be with his parents. Davka b'mokum and mechubad hazeh. So there was a chshivus. There was an importance to that kever. Hayalo reshus leisav laloisav b'kir kesev ezov. So then, you're right, you could charge more money. Because now he became like a very choshuve neighborhood. So that's not a ripoff. In other words, you buy a generic kever for 400, that's a ripoff. But to buy a kever that you have such chosh of the people, that's not a ripoff. From here we learn how a kever kadisha has to function. He says, you realize that he had a kever for himself, he only needed for Leah. He wanted to have good people buried with his parents. So says the Chassam Sofer, if you have a kever, if you have in Hara Menuchas a great neighborhood, the kvorim should be more expensive. There's nothing wrong with that. How do you know? Because Avraham Avinu, when Esav charged a fortune of money for a 12th of Meorah Samachpelah, once you do who's buried in Meorah Samachpelah, that's not a lot of money. But for a generic kever to charge a lot of money, that's crazy. So it comes out like this. Avraham Avinu did not tell Ephraim that there were choshuve people, but he wanted Meorah Samachpelah specifically because Adam and Chava were there. So in other words, the question is the following. Avraham Avinu Lechera, he is fooling Ephraim. And the Torah like stresses. So in other words, if you look at it, who's fooling who? Avraham Avinu is fooling Ephraim because he's saying, I'd want a generic kever, but it's not generic because Odom and Chava were there. And number two, why did Avraham Avinu want Davka Kever where Adam Chava were there? Meaning they were looking for, Avraham Avinu wanted a Kever with a great neighborhood? So Meharas HaMachpelah appears to be a generic Kever, but says Chasam Sofer, it's not generic. Avraham Avinu had a Siba for that. The reason he wanted there because Adam and Chava were there. But he did not tell that to Ephron. And the question is double. Why didn't he tell this to Ephron? And why the fact that Adam and Chava were there was so important for him? That's the second question. And then we're going to see the third question. The third question, as I told you, we always go through three questions l'alocha. So the first question is very simple. Why Kedushas Haaretz is stolen by Avraham and Kedushas HaPeiros is later? Why the kever that Avraham wanted is specifically that Adam Mechava was there and for that he did not want to tell Ephraim? And then Rabbeinu Bechai says on the Posuk by when Avraham tells Eliezer, Simno yod chotachas yerechi, you should go ahead and make a shvua on my bris mila. Ve'ashviacha b'shem elokei ha-shamayim, and I will make you swear in the God of the Jews by holding the mila. Ve'derech ha-medrash, says Rabbeinu Bechai, Simnach yod chotachas yerechi ve'ashviacha, when it says, put the hand on the bris mila and swear by Hashem, ha-kol dovar echad. This is one shvua. The bris mila and Shem Hashem is haynu hach. Shekach homur chazal hishbiu b'mitzvah smila shia mitzvah mechudesh azloi. Simna kiyod chotach az yereichi make a shvu on bris mila. Umash iskir b'ashem elokei ha-shamayim. Why did he say make a shvu b'ashem elokei ha-shamayim? Because the Torah is all made of shemos of Hashem. So every mitzvah has a portion of Shem Shomayim. So having a shvua on a chayfetz, we know that shvuas need nekitas chayfetz. And nekitas chayfetz is usually that you hold Shem Shomayim, you have a Torah, what feeling. But Avraham Avinu wanted to say, every mitzvah is Shem Shomayim because kol ha-toira kula shmoisa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why it's called a shvua b'shem. That's why the pasuk says, ve'ashbiacha hold the mila, ve'ashbiacha b'shem elokei ha-shamayim. Interestingly enough, that there was another place that somebody else told his son to make a bracha to hold the bris mila by Yaakov and Yosef when Yaakov wanted to be buried, and he wanted to be buried. And then he made a shvua, but doesn't say b'loikei ha-shamayim. It doesn't say this idea that holding the mila is like holding the Shem Shamayim. The stress of Shem Shamayim is specifically here, and the question is why. So to just summarize, we saw the Kaftav Aferach and the Pashas Drochim, the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, some of the obvious, but the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is split, right? There is one. Avraham Avinu's Kedusha was a Kedusha only reflective on mitzvahs. The Kedusha of Avraham Avinu is a Kedusha different. In how it translates Lemaise, mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, to live in Eretz Yisrael from Avraham Avinu. It's not Torah Kibush Haaretz. Mitzvahs Smuchim, the Kedusha, Kol Adar Be'eretz Yisrael, Be'echutz La'aretz, Kimi She'en Lo Eloha. Somebody who lives outside of Eretz Yisrael is like he has no God. That's the land of Avraham. That's Kedusha Saaretz. To be Nikvar Eretz Yisrael. The Kedusha Saperes, the Kedushas of the fruit, comes out much later from the time of Yeshua. It's not only later. I told you, let's say Golos comes and we are thrown out of Eretz Yisrael, Kedushat Haaretz continues. Adai Mechibos and Yemedes. What gets lost is only Kedusha Saperes. And the question is why this is split in such a way. That Kedusha Saaretz from Avraham Avinu, unbreakable. Kedusha Saperes is something that starts only from the Kibbutz Yeshua. Number two, the Kedusha, the Chashivus, the importance of the Kever was Avraham and Adam and Chava being buried there. Avraham Avinu doesn't tell Ephron. Why doesn't tell Ephron? What's the Chashivus to have Adam and Chava buried there specifically? What does Adam and Chava? He goes to a place of Adam and Chava. What does that make sense? Number two. And number three, here by the Kedusha Saaretz, when he bought Eretz Yisrael, when he goes ahead and he says he sends his children, not to the burial. Legabe, the mitzvah of Eliezer, to find a wife for Yitzchok, he makes him be Nishma in the Bris Mila. We have Kedushas Hashem. Mashenken, everywhere else, the Kedusha, the Meka Shua, has nothing to do with Kedusha Shem. The mitzvahs have Shem Shemayim. What is the significance of that? To answer all of this, we're going to learn, like we have been doing all the time, the Gra, and based upon his Talmidim, again, we're going to learn a bit of Kazichover. And the Gra that we're going to learn is Aderes Elio, not in our Parsha, is the Aderes Elio actually in Parsha's Dvorim. In Parsha's Dvorim, the Pasuk says, Hashem Elokeinu Diber, and here it is, Hashem Elokeinu Diber Eleinu Bechoyrev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Elokeinu spoke with us in Choyrev. That's the beginning of Dvorim. Says the Gra in Aderes Elio. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu say as an introduction, Hashem Elokeinu? Hashem, our God, spoke Bechoyrev. Shem Klal Kol HaTorah Kula. Moshe Rabbeinu now is going to review the Torah. V'chol Hashemus. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nitzar Mistad Atzmus. This is the famous Gra. The Gra says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden by his essence, the nigla mitzad ma'isa, but the Kadosh Baruch Hu is revealed by his actions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence is hidden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions are revealed. Lachem lo'imine b'chol brocha losh nigle v'losh nistar. That's why every brocha, you talk directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ata, you, and then we go to the he. We go from the second person to the third person. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam. Blessed be you, Hashem. Asher, the one that did. So you go from a second person to a third person. Meloshen nistar, meloshen nigli. Says why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this double feature in how he reveals. His essence is hidden. His actions are revealed. The Shem Havayi Baruch Hu, listen to what it says. The Shem Havayi Baruch Hu Atzad Atzmuso is Baruch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shem Havayi is by his essence. And that is why it's not even spoken in Olam Hazeh, because we can't grasp it. Ve'loikim Hu Hashgochos Al Briyoseve. The Shem Elohim is the Dayan. He's the one who has the powers. He's the one who relates and interacts with the creature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden mitzad the Shem Havaye and is revealed mitzad Elohim. That's why Pashas Bereishis, which is the revelation, the creation, is on Shem Elokim, because that's how God revealed himself. Shitas Agro, which is similar to the Rishonim, there are two aspects in Hashgocha. Hashgocha Klolis, there is a general Hashgocha. They are not called B'yoisev al Kol HaOilam B'chlos. There's a general Hashgocha to the humanity and to the world in general. The Hashgocha Protis, and then there is a private, personal, individual Hashgocha al Yisrael Levada. That's the uniqueness of the Jewish people. The uniqueness of the Jewish people is that the same way God relates, God is revealed by his interactions. His interactions with the world is something called Hashgocha Klolis, is a general Hashgocha. With the Jewish people is a particular individual Hashgocha. And that Hashgocha is Shem Elokim. The same way Torah also has this double feature. Yesh Nelam, there is the hidden Torah, which is Keneged Shem Havaye. V'nigle, and there is something which is revealed. This duality of the existence is Havaye Elokim, is the essence which is hidden, and Dashgoch was revealed. Velachen posa vishnei musalalu. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem Havaye Elohim spoke. Havaye Elohim is the hidden and the revealed. Velachen oimim bechol brocha Hashem Elohimu melech ha'olam. That's why we say Hashem Elohimu melech ha'olam. Those are three definitions of Hashem. Dehainu Hashem mitzad ha'olam. Havaye is the hidden portion. Elohimu mashgiach aleinu b'pratu. Elohimu is our God, the God that relates and is Mashgiach Biprotus on us, Melech HaOlam, and the general King of the world, Shafal Pishe Mashgiach Aleinu Biprotus, even though we are ruled and we are related in a very individual way, Mashgiach Gam Ken HaKoylo Bechlolus Umesholem, there is a general Melech HaOlam. So Boruch HaTa Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam are the three. Hashem is the hidden. Elokeinu is the God that relates to us, Hashgocha Protis, and then Melech HaOlam, something called Hashgocha Klolis. V'chen, oimri mitfilas amincha, ata echad, בשמך אחד. What do you mean that the אחד בשמך אחד? את או אחד מצד עצמוס is ברך. The עצמוס, the essence is one. ושמך אחד מצד בריאויס, בשם נקלה. And your name, how you reveal, how you're known, how you become known, is אחד. אף על פי שמני כל בי, או בי בפני אז וכל אחז, הנוגע בשביל המחברת, even though it appears to be that הקדוש ברוך הוא relates in different ways to different people, אף על פי כן בכולו יחד, it's only one הנוגע. ומקיים חיסול, so that's the two הנוגעס. את או אחד, is the essence. Shimcha Echod is Ashgocha Klolis. That even though you see so many things, it's part of one Ashgocha. And then it continues, Mikiamcha so goy echad baaretz, because that is something unique. Kishneyem in biyichud. Israel, Verzol, Erzisol, and Klolisol, they are related differently. They are Hashgocha Protis. Israel Mishiva Mois, Israel Mikolorosis. Eretz Israel. And Klal Israel is Hashgocha Protis. Ukmoshe Nikra Elokei Israel. The same way you call the God of the Jews is called Elokei Haaretz. Elokei Eretz Israel. And the Jewish people are Hainuach. Vezeu Mashavar Bavrom. That's in our Parsha. In our Parsha it says, Elokei Hashamayim Velokei Haaretz. It tells Eliezer, the God of heavens and the guys of earth. And the guy, that's Elokei Haaretz Beacharkach. But then he says, when he tells his history, he says, no, don't say Elokei Haaretz. So Rashi already asks, why does he say the Shavuot Eliezer B'Shem Elokei HaShamayim V'Elokei Haaretz? But when he tells Hashem Elokei HaShamayim V'Shem Lekachani Mibeit Avi, when Hashem took him out, he says Hashem Elokei HaShamayim, he skips Elokei Haaretz, because when he was taken from the house of Terach, Haya Bechutz Laaretz. So he was not Elokei Haaretz, he was only Elokei HaShamayim. And because the Hashgoch is different than Eretz Yisrael, the same way Klal Yisrael Chayav B'Mitzvos, Eretz Yisrael is Chayav B'Mitzvos. So therefore, even a goy that lives in Eretz Yisrael that doesn't keep mitzvahs, he gets destroyed. So the goy is explaining, it says to the apostle that the goy was thrown out of Eretz Yisrael because he didn't keep mitzvahs. One second, they're not Chayav B'Mitzvahs. Says the gro, no, sir. The same way it's called Elokei Haaretz, like Elokei Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is Chayav B'Mitzvahs, like Klal Yisrael is Chayav B'Mitzvahs. כמו שנאמר, לא ידעו את משפט אלוקי הארץ. Like the Pasuk says, in Melochim, that the Kusim got eaten by lions because they didn't follow the God of the land. שישראל מצוב על כל התוירה בחוץ לארץ, because says the Gro, this is the famous Gro, you'd say if it's the Ramban, says the Gro, a Jew is chayev b'mitzvahs everywhere, not only in Eretz Yisrael, ובארץ, and in Eretz Yisrael, מצוב אפילו נוכרי, a goy is chayev b'mitzvahs. ולכן נן שו הכוסים, that's why the Kusim, they were eaten by lions, שלא ידעו משפט אלוקי הארץ, because they didn't follow the God, not the God of the Jews, but the guy of the land, כמו שכסבנו. וזהו מה שאומר, this what Chazal say, כל הדר בחוץ לארץ דומי כשאין אלויה. If you live in the חוץ לארץ, you don't have a God. Because the God is the God of the land. וגילוי של תוירה הוא בארץ. And therefore, גילוי of תוירה can only be נארץ רואו. שנאם כמו שאומרו, אווירה דארץ רואו מחין. וגם הנבואה. In a shura la beretz Yisrael, because he's the God of the land. ולכן ברח יונה, that's why Yonah did not want to give prophecy, he ran away from Eretz Yisrael. כמו שאומרו, רואי לבינו שתישר על השכינה, דגמור מיד קוטן says, that he said on Rav, that he could have had שכינה, אלא באובל גורמה, לא יבדים בו, אבל he can't get it. אבל כשהישראל בארץ היה גוי אחד, אין ארץ ישראל הוא גוי אחד, וכן לא עושה דלוב מרבימינו, אמן, כמו שאומר בזויר, אמוס היה גוי אחד, when are you unique, they have a שגוח הפרוטיס, דווקא בזמן שהיו בארץ. אין ארץ ישראל is the junction of אלוקי הארץ and אלוקי ישראל. And therefore, that's the uniqueness. Ato echod v'shimcha echod v'ki'amcha Yisrael. When is ki'amcha Yisrael shazgocha protis? Goy echad ba'aretz. So there is a loike ha'aretz in the loike Yisrael that they are conjoined. What does this mean? So this is the Gro in Aderes Eliyahu. But in Aderes Eliyahu, we are very lucky to have the Talmidei HaGro explaining. And we are going to see now the Beit Yitzchok. The Beit Yitzchok, as I mentioned so many times, the Beit Yitzchok as a chover, und the Talmidei HaGro, when he's givaldik remailad, his clarity of thought. So says the Beit Yitzchok, right? And that's on this page. Umashe potach b'shtei shimus olel, Lord, Resul Loimar, Hashem Elokeinu sheboshach Moishe, the name Hashem Elokeinu, kol al kol ha-toira v'chol ha-dargin, Hashem Elokeinu is these names which appear and they describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all his milas. B'chinas atzmusoi u'bischinas igalusa deshgohosoi. This defines HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his essence and his revelation through his interactions. Gilui is only in Hashgocha. V'ashgohosoi in the Hashgocha, so you realize that Hashem is Shtayim Shem Arba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two aspects, right? Essence and Hashgocha. Essence is hidden, Hashgocha is revealed. In other words, interaction is how God reveals himself. But the Hashgocha divides into two also. The Hashgochoso Mishni Dargin, the two Dargas. Klolus Uprotus says, now to make sure that you understand this, so that Igulim Veyosher. This is Igulim Veyosher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he hid himself, says in Dari, in the beginning of Yetzirah Chayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was everything. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a space called the vacated space, which is not really space, but he gave a appearance of a space, of an empty space. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounded that space. It's called the circles. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a line of light to enter the space. These two anhogas, it's called the light that surrounds the space, and the line that enters the space in a straight line that connects the world of God outside to the inside as an opening, as a gate. It's called Kav Igulim Ve'Yosher, Igulim Ve'Kav. The Igulim is the circle that surrounds it, and the Kav is that line that comes in. Shteit Ingro. This is the Mitzvah Zechover. Those are the two anhogas. There is one anhoga that God reveals by being around it, by circling it, by being that's called Anhogas Aigulim. The circle, as we mentioned so many times, is predetermined, is defined. Why is circle predefined? Because the point of origin and the point of destiny is the same, right? You go in circle. So that's why circle is equidistant. This is called the idea. The God relates to the world circling it. He is basically the perimeter of the world. That's called Kavai Gulim. That is called Anhogas HaShamayim. That's why the natural world says in the Yerushalmi, it's all circular. There are no squares in the physical, in the existing world. Not the physical, but the existing world, there are no squares. Because the world of circles, that's called Hashgocha Klolis. Hashgocha Klolis means that it's independent from people. It's determined. If Trump is going to get elected, or if Biden gets elected, it doesn't matter how many claims of fraud are made. It's independent of actions. It's predetermined. It's part of the master plan. It's called the Igulim, and that's the Hashgocha Klolis. But then there is a line. A line means that there is straight. There is a path. There's a path of godliness that you grow in that path, and you climb from inside to the outside. And that's defined path, and that's straight. That's the world of straight lines, is the world of human interaction that we make it happen. And that's only the Jewish people. That's called Hashgocha Pratis. Hashgocha Pratis means that is determined by us. Hashgocha Klolis is it's all predetermined by God. Take a look what it says. I would sit inside. We say the Gulim V'Yosher. Shu B'tziur Odom B'tziur HaTorah Tariag Mitzvos. That's why Odom and Torah is all parallels. Rebachi Vorim Mitzvosaseh Keneged Rebachi Vorim Shasa V'Gulim B'Klolus B'Kol Olam, and by the whole world. It's igulim, it's predetermined. Ve'al Yisroel b'pratus. For us, it's b'pratus. B'pratus means the yosher. Al pi ha'toira ve'al pi ma'aseyim. B'chol prat. It means it depends on us. It's a line that we define. It's a hashgocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kibechiyochel is subservient to us. It's the line that we draw. It's hashgocha pratis. It's because we interact and God interacts with us, not on a predetermined basis, but on a basis that we create. Ukmosh kosov Adam atem krim Adam. That's b'chinas Adam. They can't near Hashem Elokim dichlolus, and that's why the Hashem Elokeinu. There is the Hashem Elokim in the general sense, which is the predetermined. Havaye Elokeinu, Havaye Hua Elokim. Havaye Elokeinu. You're going to see is Havaye. There is Havaye Hua Elokim. Havaye is Elokim, and that's Elokim is the Hashgocha, but that's klolis. But then the Elokeinu. Our God says, Says Ritzchok Kaisikover, what does that mean, Elokeinu? Shem di vihinoyam. Vihinoyam Hashem Elokeinu aleinu. Masei yadeinu konena aleinu. Masei yodeinu koneneu. The end of the Perek Tzadik, the Perek Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, vihinoyam Hashem Elokeinu, the greatest of Hashem should be by us. Vayihid, Vav Yud, the 16, is what makes Hashgocha Klolis into Hashgocha Protis. The 16, he's going to explain. Vehu Shem Hadas. That is the name of Das. Vinoyam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, Masiyodeinu Konena Aleinu is Das. Das is connection. It's the world of connection. Because this is Hashgocha Protis. Hashgocha Protis is that human interaction brings about God. So that is Das. Das is the ability to recognize. Because we have independence. Klal Yisrael is the only independent, right? Because we are not under the world of predetermination. We are in the world of self-fulfillment. That's the Kava Yosher. So that's the one we know Yom Hashem, we connect to Hashem because you realize that as much as we do, we need a Kudosh Baruch Hu. And that's our Chochmah that we do. That's why by the Beis HaMikdash, Moshe Rabbeinu said, by the Chanukah Zabayis, Vinoam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, that's the Baruch of Aaron HaKohen. That the greatness of Hashem should come through Masei Yodeinu Konen Aleinu, Masei Yadeinu Koneneu. Our actions make it happen. And he says like this, Kmo Shekosev Rak Am Vovom, Ki Chochmaschem, Ki Adas Mishpashet Baharetz. And that is Eretz Yisrael. וכן ישראל גוי אחד בארץ. מביא שכוס רבינו פרש לשיר השירים, and רבינו, we're going to read the groin, שיר השירים. This groin is such a must. נפש התחתן לישראל, there is a difference between our neshomes and the neshomes of the goyim. We always think that the neshomes of the goyim are lower than ours, and that's wrong. The neshomes of the goyim come from the shamayim. Our neshomes, the neshomes of Klal Yisrael, come from the arets. שנפש התחתון לישראל מן הארץ ודאקו משמיים מגלגולים מזולס. Their נפש of a goy comes from the שמיים. Our נפש comes from the ארץ. ולכן שם זה עם אלוהיקים. If you take אלוהיקים plus 16 turns into אלוהינו. 86 plus 16 is 102. אלוהיקים with the הינוים becomes אלוהינו. So if you take the 16, which is the Yud and the Vav, and we're going to see why the Yud and the Vav turn Elohim, which is the general Hashgocha, into Elokeinu, our God that we create, is the Yud and the Vav. Yud is the point, because we take the point, we define, and we create a Kav. We take the point, and we create a Kav, the Yud, and we connect to the Vav. Those 16, by the way, there are 15 steps. The 16th is reaching to the point. The 16 is the human interaction that can bring godliness about. Look at the groin Shir HaShirim. The groin Shir HaShirim says, V'animshal, ki Rabbi Yisrael iskimu, she'in mazal Yisrael. There's no mazal to Yisrael. Yisrael, there's no mazal, there's no luck. I mean, there's no astrology to Klal Yisrael. If we do what's right, you go to Shamayim, either you go up or you go down. Our nefesh comes from the land, from Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Omru, Toitzi Haoretz. The Oretz, when the pasuk says, Toitzi Haoretz, let the land have fruit. That's Klal Yisrael. Those are the neshomas of Klal Yisrael. The Oretz, Les Lamigar Maklum. You realize that, you know what's interesting about the land? That has nothing of its own. It starts from zero. Do you know the mile of Eretz Yisrael is? That we have no natural resources that are readily available. Everybody says, one second, you go to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already took us from Mitzrayim, and we had to walk in the desert. Why does he take us to the only speckle of land that has nothing directly available? You might have gas, but you need to drill and to do all kinds of technologies. Why did he give you? Like you go to the Emirates, right? There is oil in the faucets. You just, if you drop something, oil will come out. Why is that? He says, because this is Eretz Yisrael. Less like, there's no natural resources. There's no natural. The world of natural is goyim. That's there. That's predetermined. Here is a world that we have to make it. That's why Eretz Leslami Garma Klum. We have nothing of its own without our interaction. And he says, "Ve'aretz leslo migarba kluma shenoisim la min ha'shomayim migam kishazoyim." We need to plant or min ha'shomayim to give. V'lachem lisol kluma rakadim ma'aseh. We need to make it happen because it's the kava. That's hashgacha pratit. Hashgacha pratit is we make it happen. So we go to sow to a land that the physical needs us, and that's why it's so easy to think that we are the ones doing it. We are the ones because. In Achinami, that's the world of Bechira. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the world, you realize that Bechira is the greatest gift and trust that God had in mankind. I mentioned so many times that love is giving somebody the ability to hurt you, knowing and trusting that he won't hurt you. To all the goyim, he didn't give the keys to the palace. He's running it. It's min ha'shamayim, it's predetermined, it's the circle, it's the hashgacha klalis. Klal Yisrael, he created a path. He gave the you the potential, and we have to develop into the vav. That's the 16 steps to take the 15 to go to the top. That's Elokeinu. And that's why Eretz Yisrael represents the physical with nothing that humans create. It's all man-made. It's the ability of Hashgacha Pratis that through our minds we connect. So he says, Afia Mazal, that's why Velachena Koichovi Mazal Mistaglo. That's why the world of physical predetermination is against the Jews. If you follow just outright astrology, we have no place to be. And therefore, Afia Mazal Avram and Moil, Avram doesn't give birth. Achik Bule Malamina Mazal, that's why Avram you have to be above it. That's if we go up, if we do what's right, we can go up above the stars. That's why he says habet. You look from above to below. Because we have no chelik b'mazolus. That's why the post says even though I'm Shashim says Klaliso says even though I'm sunburned. This is a fast Hashem because the sun burned me. Sheibi b'Hashem because the sun. If the sun affects me, I get burned because I can't live in the world of natural. If I do what's right, then I could go and with the path go above the circle. But if I don't do it, the world of the natural world doesn't let me believe. That's why. And then this I won't go into it, but you should see the end of it. Which is this is fascinating the Groh. But the Groh says here, that's why Ashgocha Klolis is the Ashgocha which predetermined in Min HaShamayim, the world of circles. Our is the Aretz, and the Aretz is Lesla Migar Maklum. The Milo of Eretz Yisrael has nothing of its own. We have to make it. It's the world of true Bechira in the true path, and that's Ashgocha Pratis. And therefore it's different by everybody. The Ashgocha Klolis is all part of a master plan. Ato echad v'shimcha echad. Miki amcha Yisrael is goy echad ba'aretz. We see why in the eretz we are goy echad. And the Groh continues somewhere else in Shir HaShirim here. Hanitzonim uvazkimiyam chashavos munochim be'aretz uchaliskot b'schusam. That's why the ovens have to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael represents the Shoyrish HaNeshomes. Our Neshomes became part of Klal Yisrael through the Ovis. That's why Avraham Avinu went specifically on the Mechavar to see where a person connects to the land, which is the connection to the physical in a place that has nothing of its own, that has to grow on its own. That's why Kedusha Soretz is Kedusha Soretz Yisrael. And therefore, says the Kaftar of Erech, when Avraham Avinu was made the father of nations, he was given Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael represents the physical with nothing and total dependence on man. That is Adam. So the ovaries are buried there because that's our connection to Eretz Yisrael. Says the Groh, Virula Shigufim Bonochim Oretz. If not, that the land of Eretz Yisrael and Klal Yisrael became one. Eretz could never be ours. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know the choosing of Avraham Avinu was when he was made part of the land. The Chiddush of Eretz Yisrael is called Malchus. It is the part of the physical that has nothing predetermined. Right? Limtar HaShamayim Tishtemayim. Eretz Mitzrayim has rivers and is natural. Here we are completely dependent on our mindset. Is the world of complete freedom. Is the physical of complete freedom. That is Eretz Yisrael. The always becoming part of Eretz Yisrael shows that the land and us are one. We are Eretz Yisrael. That's why Eretz Yisrael represents the world of the Kava Yoisher, the Kava Bechira, And Eretz Yisrael is the world of the ultimate Bechira. Kmo she'omar l'kedushim ba'aretz hem ve'adirei kol chavtibam. And the power is that they are there. וכן יהיה נבלוך איזה ראשון איזו שניים שלא היו שמחה לעשות יום הכיפור משלות בלוך השניים. So it says בלוך השניים were גבלדיק. Why? שהיו כמה שהם גנוזים בארץ. Because since לוך השניים they got buried in the land, לא תשתוק החיידוס is part of us. Eretz Yisrael, the fact that the Luchos are buried by Yeshiyahu is a simcha forever because Torah is part of us now. וכן בייס המקדש, הניצון עם ירוב אורץ, שמצמיחים ישוע, that's why the בייס המקדש in ארץ ישראל is a representation of Adam. Adam and ארץ ישראל, ahayinu hach, which is the physical, completely independent, which is something called Kava Yosher. So continue the grow, and the grow says, Rabbi Yitzchok Eisenhower, כמו שנקרא אלוהי ישראל כנקרא אלוהי הארץ. That's why אלוהי ישראל and אלוהי הארץ is the same. כמו שכוסו שהדס הוא בארץ. This is called, it's a das. Das is the connection, the idea to see. If this is the world of physical, that's not physical, that's really physical. But it's the physical that we have to make it. It's the human independence. This is the place that really we can connect to Shamayim. So that's why we as Jews have to do Torah everywhere else. We have Mrs. Esa everywhere else. This is called Bechinas Adas. Das is separation and connection. The word Das means separation. And Das means connection. Eretz Yisrael is that understanding, right? Is completely separate because has nothing of its own, nothing is predetermined. But it's the place where it can really connect. Because since it's human interaction, it's human ability of going to the path and going beyond the Koychovim. So this is the place that the separation allows to the connection. Malchus, to connect, you have to separate. Das is the Eretz Yisrael, and that's why Eretz Yisrael is Chayv v'Mitzvos. Eretz Yisrael is the place of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's the world that you could really connect, because it's not connected without us. And therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, everybody is Chayv v'Mitzvos. In Chutz La'aretz, Adam, which is that we are, in essence, a shtikl Eretz Yisrael walking, because our ovaries are buried in Eretz Yisrael, so we are in Chutz La'aretz, a shtikl like Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, we are Chayv v'Mitzvos, because we are part of Eretz Yisrael. And then it says, V'alchen Eretz Yisrael v'Eretz bedarg echad v'shekos v'yamcha Yisrael goy echad v'aretz. The word goy echad is the Gematria 32. What are the 32? Which is Keneged, Lamed Beis Nesivos, or the 22 letters and Yud Nekudas, is Goy Echad, is this ability to connect the physical to the spiritual through verbalization, which is the 32 Nesivos HaChochma that we learned a few weeks ago, the 22 letters and the 10 Nekudas. That's Eretz Yisrael, and that's our mindset. We can make it happen, we can connect. ולכן נקרא תבל, that's why it's תבל, תבל הוא סוד למד בייס נסיב, תבל is that שהוא תף, ראשים הוא אחרינה, תף is the end, that's why תף is always the land of the letters, and that's the end of Adam, that's why the shkever of Avrom Avinu was bought by ארבעה מאויס שקל קשף, that's the end, and ידוע the תף, you know the word תף, is a sign, תף in Ksav Ivri was an X. That's why Ksav Lav Tav Chaim. Because that's the destination, that's the final. Tevel is the final destination through the Lamed based Esimus Chochma. He's taking the physical, connecting to the spiritual, and that's all that's just completely independent. V'lachen Nikras Tevel, and that's why Vira, the Eretz Yisrael Machkim, and that's the Torah and Nevuah is all in Eretz Yisrael, and I encourage everybody to go through to see what Rabbi Yitzchok Eisenhower says. So Rabbi says it makes a lot of sense. Kedushas Eretz Yisrael has nothing to do with Paris. Paris is what we do with Eretz Yisrael. When we came to actual Eretz Yisrael, then we do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to be the Paris. But the Kedushas Eretz, which is Kemisha in Leloika, every place else, you don't need a God. It's all self-determined. You don't even need to get to God. In other words, Trump, I always say we need to go to the Lubavitcher Rebbe Kever. Who am I to say? It's predetermined anyway. It's not going to change. Us makes a difference. This is the calf, the world of the calf and of the gulim. Very different. Those are two different things. That's Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is totally one our ma'isim. It's the place that's separate, but because it's separate, has the ability to connect. It's the world of the calf. The light doesn't surround us. The light is a path from the yud connecting to the vav. That's the 16 that makes Elohim to Elokeinu. That's why Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is Kedushas Olves. It's not shayach to have a Vrom in Yitzchak without Eretz Yisrael. And that's why the Kedushas from there. The Paris, the usage, we have to be Zoiche. And that's why you have Kinyan Aretz. When we are Zoiche to Eretz Yisrael, we have the Paris. Kedushas Paris are there. So that's why Kaftar Vaferach says that's the Kedusha. That's why Odom Arishon, Avrom Avinu need the place of the Odom Arishon, because to show you Odom is Eretz Yisrael. He had to find where is this place. That's why, you know, the Maral writes that the entrance and the opening for Tchias HaMeisim is Meiras HaMachpelah. So Yeshua asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, I'm not sure if you know my brother-in-law, on his pirush to the Maral, says that he asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the Maral says that Meiras HaMachpelah is the place where Tchias HaMeisim starts. And where is the source? He says, I'm trying to find the source. For this, I can't find it. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky starts thinking, so like this, Bavli, it's not. That is, Yerushalmi is not. The Midrashim is not also. It's Tikkun Zohar Chodesh. There's a Tikkun Zohar Chodesh who says that. So he has revealed all the Torah Kula to reach out to see where is that. But that's the Maral. That's Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Kedushas Oretz, it's Kedushas Klal Yisrael. And now if you understand why is Goy Echad Baretz, and I'm going, sorry, we're going to be a few more, 5 more minutes, just to finish it. Says the Maral in Drush to Shabbos HaGodol. He talks about why is the fact that in Chalos Toida there is 10 Chalos of Chometz and 3 of Matzah, 3 Shal Matzah and 10 Shal Chometz, Kimidas David, David HaMelech, which is the regular Vishab HaMerkova, Blula Vishloshta, brings the 3 together. That's why the Chometz is Geneged the Matzah. Matzah is the predetermination, is the potential. Eretz Yisrael, what Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael does, and what Klal Yisrael do is connecting, is bringing it together. Because Eretz Yisrael is separate, it has the ability to really connect to our ma'isim. That's why it's called the Ilam Adas. We as humans, are every goy is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu much more than we are. We are separate, but we have the ability to connect. Eretz Yisrael is separate, is physical without nothing, but it has the ability to connect. Says the Maral, that's Eretz Yisrael. My inyan zelikan shalos lachem et Eretz Kanan lius lachem loikim. Why ribis? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I gave you Eretz Yisrael, that's why you cannot have ribis. Aval apiru sheni kashe nichnesu Yisrael haaretz, ha Yisrael amecha degamri. Because what Eretz Yisrael does, it unifies. It creates a kesher. It creates connection. Not only connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the connection between Klal Yisrael, the Hashgacha Protis of all of us, become one Hashgacha, which is the picture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Eretz Yisrael. Because you realize that before Klal Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael, lo nemsh already stories. There was no arvus. The arvus for us to become connected with each other is on Eretz Yisrael. Hashilos Yisrael revives zebeze ki dikra orev birashu umiura imasheni. This arvus only comes in Eretz Yisrael. Velo nesu Yisrael mechubor misamech legamar shebo laaretz. In Eretz Yisrael, we connect to Kodesh Bochu and we connect to each other. At shebo vayu beyachad baaretz lumakom echad u Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael make us one. Well, the Eretz Yisrael hem amechad legamri. That's why goy echad baaretz. Lachen ksir gam ki lius lachem l'lohim ki shlem el echad. That's how we become one God in Eretz Yisrael. The connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the connection of Ichud. Ichud is only shayach in Eretz Yisrael. You know why? Because every place else is in the Ichud. The only place that's no Ichud is Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael is the Ichud which is possible. Therefore, Eloike Haaretz becomes through Avrom Avinu. Avrom Avinu was the one who allowed humans to connect by being separate. He created Eretz Yisrael, he created the Ovis, and that's why he turned the mitzvahs into Shem Shamayim. The Shvuah was turning mitzvahs into Shem Shamayim. Realize that in this world that I saw, there's no Shem Shamayim. It's a world that has no predetermination, has nothing of its own. We make it happen. Can think that you are the one doing it. And we do it and we realize that we want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is bringing Shem Shamayim here. That's why our Chiyuv mitzvahs is only Eretz Yisrael. Because in the world of predetermination of Chutz La'aretz, there's no mitzvahs. It's all determined anyway. I told you, going to daven, it doesn't make a difference. It's all set up. But by us, it makes a big difference. And therefore, the reason says the Ramban, and I want you to see the Ramban. The Ramban says, mitzvahs are only chayev in Eretz Yisrael. We are chayev in Chutz La'aretz, kedei shelo tishtakach Eretz Yisrael. Because we are part of Eretz Yisrael. The only reason we are chayev in mitzvahs in America is because we are shtik Eretz Yisrael. We have a remembrance of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is that place with the Hashgocha is different. And that's the Mila of what we spoke today. We have to realize that Eretz Yisrael is the Chelek of Gashmius of the world. And that's why it's Eben Shesia, which Hashgocha is different. That's the place that created itself, the Mokrim HaBechira. Why? Because there is a Hashgocha, not Klolis, is Hashgocha Protis, which means Hashgocha dependent on us. That's why there are no natural resources. It all depends on Adam. If we dig, if we find it, we'll get it. If we don't, we don't. On the surface, it's a desert. Because that's what it is a land that's created by man. Because that's the land which is truly the Kava Yosher. This is the vacated space from God. But because it's vacated, we can connect. Because it's vacated, allows us to create a path which is much higher. The Torah that was given by the Malachim is the Torah of the world in general. Our world is the world that's a soul that you forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the person is born, he forgets everything, and now he has to do on his own. That's Ruach Hashemayim. That is Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a place, because it's separate, it has the ability and the mitzvah to connect. Rabbi said, that's why Eretz Yisrael is the place that connects. I always say, where's the place that has the most machlokes? Is in Eretz Yisrael. Because the Satan doesn't want to connect. That's the place with the biggest apikorsim. Is in Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael is the place, you see, America, right? America, the Constitution is one nation under God. And in Eretz Yisrael, we made the Migrat Atzmaut. Doesn't even mention God's name. It's only Sur Yisrael Vegoyale, right? It mentions the Rock of Israel, and you could interpret as you wish. Because that is the mile of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is Elokei Haaretz. That's the place where the world is on its own. It's physical, devoid of gashmius, without anything, and it is what we make it to be. But as much as it's anthropocentric, our avoid is to realize that we and what we want to be is to use the separateness as a way to connect. V'ishmu rechoikim v'yavol. In Chazal, Eretz is called Malchus. That's why Eretz, the word Eretz, what's the Lashon Eretz? Chazal say, Shirotza Rasa Zetzenkoina, is a land that wants to connect to Hashem, because it's separate, is Rotzin. This is where Rotzin connects to Malchus, and that's Eretz Yisrael. So the boys say, this is Eretz Yisrael, our connection, us, to the land, is Avraham Avinu. That's why Kaftar of Aferach says, Kedushat Haaretz. It's nothing totally. It's tall in the office of Avraham Avinu, because the nation of Klal Yisrael is our connection to Eretz Yisrael, our connection to that concept of Eretz Yisrael. That is Klal Yisrael, and fruits, it's when we are zoiche to use it. That's totally kibush. We have it, we lose it, it doesn't matter. But b'chibosa yoimedes, this is it. And this is Eretz Yisrael. And that's why Avraham Avinu looked for the place where is the source of Adam. And Maras HaMachpelah was the place of Adam and Chava. But he didn't tell Ephraim. Because for Ephraim it makes no difference. Ephraim is a goy. He wasn't trying to connect. So for him Eretz Yisrael makes no difference. So Adam and Chava, it's irrelevant to him. That's why Avraham Avinu never tells Ephraim that. But for Avraham Avinu, that's the driving force. And that's why when he goes and he builds Klal Yisrael, he says, my bris milah is bringing Shem Shomayim here. Kol HaTorah Kula, Shmoisa Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think it's so important to understand, in the world outside the big things, the peace with Iran and all this stuff, what's nano get to us, is predetermined. We don't have to worry. we have to worry what's Nogia to us. Because what's Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael by the Jews, there's no Hashgocha. The Hashgocha is protis, is dependent on us, it depends on our cognition, recognition, and connection.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.